The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers. You can hear those just about anywhere. And we won't be talking to any crew chiefs for the same reason. In fact, if we ever do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So grab yourself a cold drink. Sit back in your seat because we're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it's one of the things we do best. Today's show is Martinsville Resets the Chase to 8 from a NASCAR Fan's View. Martinsville resets the chase to 8. That doesn't mean there are 8 new competitors qualified to compete for the Cup Championship. It just means there are 4 less actually competing for it. Over the next 3 races, the field will be cut once again down to 4, and those 4 will compete head-to-head for the championship at Homestead. We all know the most recent chase format has increased the fan interest in the final 10 races of the season and the quest for the coveted Sprint Cup. But from this fan's view, it has also increased the intensity of the competition and the stress levels of the drivers as they try to make the cut every 3 races until the final 4 at the finale. It seems they get a bit testy when things don't go their way, and they look for someone to blame for their lack of performance. Admittedly, there have been some interesting things happen during the last 6 weeks of chase racing, but some of the ones that don't move on to the next level seem to look for someone to blame other than themselves. Those choices range from other drivers and their actions to NASCAR itself. Although there have been some times in this chase other drivers have affected another's ability to move on, like the Joey Logano and Matt Kenseth incident from a couple of weeks ago, for the most part, the ones that haven't moved on have caused their own demise. Some would argue that NASCAR's rulings at Talladega kept Dale Jr. from moving on, but that's a whole other story, and he accepted the results without blaming anyone other than circumstances. From this fan's view, mistakes and lack of performance on the track and in the pits have been the culprits for most of the ones that haven't made it to this elimination round of 8. So far in the 2015 chase, no one has really been a match for Joey Logano. Although some haven't liked his tactics, there is no arguing with his success, and is winning all 3 of the races in round 2. If he continues to dominate the way he has recently, it may be no contest when it comes to the championship race at Homestead. Of course, that little word if always looms large when it comes to racing. It has happened that drivers or teams' racing luck and performance can turn on a dime and someone else get on a hot streak. There have been those that have mentioned that Logano has peaked too early, and that is always a possibility, although not very suspect at the time of this writing from this fan's view. Although his teammate Brad Keselowski hasn't had the same performance, sometimes described as luck, it is possible the tables could turn for Joey in the same way. Or Brad, for that matter. Since Martinsville resets the points for those still in the chase back to even, and Brad and Joey are 2 of the 8 still in the chase, stranger things have happened in NASCAR Cup racing. There are 2 drivers that are pretty much flying under the radar so far in the chase, and that would be Kurt Busch and Martin Truex Jr. They haven't been talked about or mentioned much lately, but so far no one can argue they haven't been performing consistently well and keeping themselves in the battle for the championship, at least points-wise. If nothing else, they could be the dark horses for being in the finale at Homestead. The 2 Joe Gibbs drivers still in the chase, Carl Edwards and Kyle Busch, are great examples of what I just talked about with Joey Logano. Coming into the chase, all 4 of the Joe Gibbs teams looked as if they were going to be the ones to beat for the championship. Since the chase started, the Gibbs teams haven't looked as strong, and they do look much less indestructible, and Kenseth and Hamlin have already been eliminated. With the Martinsville reset, Edwards and Busch once again have a chance to flex some of the previous muscle they displayed earlier. It is also possible they could both not make it to the finale at Homestead. I'm not sure what to think about Jeff Gordon and Kevin Harvick as this elimination round starts. Both have had their ups and downs during the first 6 races of the chase, and if they don't show a little more consistency, I am concerned whether they will make it to the championship round. I have to admit, as a NASCAR fan, I would like nothing better than to see Jeff Gordon end his final season with his fifth championship. I do think that would be a fitting end to a very successful career, but I'm not so sure he has the speed to compete with Joey Logano or Kevin Harvick for that matter. One thing bothers me about this race this weekend, and that is the fact that there are several drivers that could win, and some of them were once competing in the chase before they were eliminated. Any of them could win this one, and that could make it very interesting for those still qualified to go for the championship. As we enter into this elimination round, I have to admit that I do have a few favorites, and a few I hope they don't, if you know what I mean. Only one would really be a disappointment to me, but then that's just me. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just fans' view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Podcast Norm Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi everyone, my name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get Two Buck Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.